Miss you so much. It's so hard to be away from you know. It's crazy hard being able to see your face, being able to watch you move around your apartment, not being able to speak to you or to touch you, to kiss you, nothing. It was really very, very, very hard for me. I don't even think you realize. I really, really miss you. I know it sounds crazy. I know. 'Cause you don't even know who I am. But I know you. I love you. You are the man I am meant to be with. I can tell. I just can. I just know. You know? You know when, you see somebody, and in that instant, you know that that person belongs to you? That is how I feel. I knew it. I knew it the very first day. And I've been watching you since, which just. It sounds nuts, doesn't it? I see you jogging around the park. And I see you every morning when you go and get a bagel and you get a coffee on the way to work. And I'm there, I'm right there. And I'm smiling up at you and I'm listening to your silky voice. Ugh. I listen to you and God, that smile. Although, it does really piss me off when you smile at the blonde barista. I get it. She's cute and all, but you're mine. And I know. I'm just being jealous, and you are just trying to be polite, but seriously? I really need you to stop, being so nice. I don't think you realize that you come across as being flirty at times. I know I sound possessive, but really, I'm just trying to protect you, 'cause I see the way she looks at you, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Guess that's just the way it is at the minute. I know we have it kind of weird. I know when we get to that place where we're together, it will be perfect. How could it not be perfect? We're just made for each other. every time I see you leave the apartment, I imagine us leaving the apartment. Us hand in hand, smiling at each other and kissing each other goodbye on the corner as you go to work and I go to my work. I can honestly picture our entire life. It will be magical. It really will. Honestly, it will. I just know that it will. We will be perfect. And we will have the perfect life. And we will have a perfect home and perfect, perfect little children. We will. I know we will. Because I love you. God, I dream about hearing you say those words back to me. I really do. Every day when you come home from work, like, nearly every day. I know, I need to be more committed. Because honestly, I will be fully committed to you. I need to give you that commitment that every day, every single day, I will be there for you every day after work. But at the minute, every day this month, when I've seen you leave work, I've seen the stress on your face, and I just want to kiss you. I imagine as we walk back to the apartment, I imagine you holding my hand, and I imagine we'd be in silence, just as you, like, you know, you just ease out of that stress mode, you know? And I'll be there for you. If you need to rant, I'll be there to listen. And if you want quiet, we'll just be quiet. That's fine. And I imagine that we will walk back to the apartment. And as we get in, you'll just... we'll get in and you'll just... bend me over the sofa and take all your day's frustrations out on me. Fuck. Because obviously I wouldn't be wearing my panties. And I'd be wearing a skirt just so that you can have the access you need to really, really get all of the frustrations and stress out. You could just really fuck me. And then you'd feel better. And we'd laugh and we'd have the cutest days every day. Every day would be just perfect. I know you've been down though. It's difficult for me. I can't pretend that it's not, because it is. It's really hard for me to see that you still pine over that little... oh. Why? She wasn't special. She didn't love you. So I don't really understand why you're still upset. She's gone. I know you keep trying to text her still. And honestly, I will wait for you. I'll wait for you to stop. I'll wait until you're okay, and then I'll come and say hi. But really, you gotta stop texting her. 'Cause it really hurts me to have to read your messages on her phone, asking her why she's ghosting you, telling her that you thought there was a future. She wasn't right for you. Not like I am. We've got a future. She's just a filthy whore. She wasn't good for you. That's why I did this. I never expected to just grab somebody off the street like that. It was crazy. I hadn't even planned it, you know. I didn't plan to do that to her. But I saw her, you know. I saw her talking to another guy. And I knew she was going to break you. And I couldn't bear that thought. I just wanted to keep you safe. Because I love you. And she didn't. She didn't. She doesn't love you. She even says that she regrets meeting you. She does. She says that she wishes she'd never, ever met you. And that she said that if she'd never met you, she wouldn't be in this position now. She kept going on and on and on and on. And she was really making me angry, you know? You know when she just fucking starts and she gets really fucking whiny? She got like that. Fucking hell. Even when I slapped her, she didn't stop. I don't know how you dealt with that. 'Cause, I mean, I'll never be like that. I'd never disagree with you or anything. I'd never do anything to make your life hard. Never. I want your life to be perfect. Our life. And it will be. Because she's gone. Well, kind of. She will be gone soon. I'm sure she will. She can't last much longer. Surely. It was so weird. Like, I expected her to fight more when I grabbed her, you know? It was like she... Huh. It was like she didn't want to fight for you. Isn't that just awful? Oh, baby. You really, really... You pinned a future on this woman. And when I grabbed her... And I cuffed her... She didn't even fight to be with you. That must just... That's gotta hurt. Like, really hurt. When I was tying her up, she never even said anything, like, about wanting to be with you, or about how much she wanted to be in your life. As I was tying her up, she actually said that she'd be happy to put out of your life. Isn't that just crazy? This woman that... This whore. This disgraceful little bitch that was just gonna hurt you. She offered to just fuck off and never come back. But I mean, obviously, I can't trust her on that, can I? Of course not. That would be really stupid. Because what if she did come back? I couldn't risk that, you know? I couldn't risk her coming back. But when I got the knife, I just couldn't. It's not like me to be weak, but I just couldn't. I couldn't cut her throat, you know? And I kind of imagined it would be easier. So she's just tied up there in my basement. She doesn't scream so much these days. I think she's really just not going to be an issue soon. Can you imagine that? She isn't going to be an issue. And as soon as you stop texting her and stop hoping she'll come back, because she fucking won't. But when you realise, I'll still be here for you. I'll help you get over this. I'll help you pick up the pieces that this fucking slut just broke of you, and I'll help you get out of it. I'll help you because I love you so much, and I'd do anything for you because we're meant to be together, aren't we? I can't wait to actually meet you. It will be the most amazing day of my life. The day I get to actually kiss your lips. The day I get to undress you and get into bed with you and do anything you want me to do. I'll bend over and let you hate fuck me if you want to. I'd do that, I would. You'll grow to love me, you will. And I'm sure that one day you'll be thankful that I loved you so much that I got rid of that little bitch for us. I'll give you so much more than she ever could. I'll give you my total submission. You'll be my master. And I'll be your little sub who worships you. Because you are worthy of my worship. You are so godly. It'll be an honor to take your seed. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself now. I guess for now, I just can't wait for you to finish work. Just so I can watch you. I love you so much.